Okay, let us begin. What's up, everybody? Welcome to this week's episode of Betting in the Booth podcast. On this week's episode, we've got a few MLB headlines to recap to go over, including another free agent domino off the board. And maybe a sign of telling what the rest of the contracts are to be like for some of the other big free agents. All that and more coming up. Let's get right into it. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the 115 of Betting in the Booth podcast. Thank you so much for the support to this point. I very much do appreciate it. One point I wanted to dive into before I go into the details of this episode, I had found a podcast this week that I'm trying to get myself to be a part of. There's like a podcast, it's called Schmoozing Time with David Cabby, who's like a podcast to promote Jewish people's like personal business, and like had an episode with Max Manus, who's like a from Jew in the in with John Boy Media, and it definitely grabbed my interest. I'm trying to get on, so if he's seeing this somehow, or anyone that's watching this knows any connection to him, help me out because I want to try to get on that podcast. Otherwise, though, not much else updates. We are getting closer to baseball season, thankfully, as opening week series, the 2021st in Korea is in 2 weeks. Finally, we get to actual baseball, and then 3 weeks away from actual true full baseball season starting. Great to happy to be finally ready to be talking about actual baseball, not spring training. And I'm just kind of like ready to get into it. Otherwise, though, MLB news. Not much has happened. Cubs made a small trade, basically freed up a roster spot for Bellinger to come back. They traded away Bailey Horn, pitcher, prospect pitcher. Don't know much about him. I think they drafted him like a year or two ago or something to the White Sox for another pitcher, Matt Thompson. Don't know much about him either. Kike Hernandez, who has been with the Dodgers most of his career, was with the Red Sox in 21 and trained back this past year, is re-signing with the Dodgers on a one-year deal for $4 million, and he was actually the one that broke the news out to social media via his own account. He's like a versatile, plays everywhere, solid bat. I guess we'll see if it plays out, how it plays out much. The Cubs also signed Garrett Cooper to a minor league deal. It was like a first baseman who had some up and down years. Not sure how it's really going to play out and whether the Cubs are actually going to use him, but I guess we'll see. A big crazy trade that came out of nowhere, and it happens to be it was because of Kike Hernandez coming back, or Enrique Hernandez, I should be saying, because I could run into issues by saying Kike for past on YouTube. Either way, Dodgers traded Manuel Margot, who was part of the Tyler Glasnow trade, and infield prospect Rane Dancone, I don't know much about the prospect, and Cash, the Minnesota Twins, for a shortstop. Minor leaguer Noah Miller. I have no idea much about Noah Miller either. Interesting move. I guess we'll see how if I guess we'll see if it pans out with Kike instead of Enrique, I should say, instead of Manuel. But yeah, Brandon Crawford for the first time in his career will not be a San Francisco Giant, and sadly for me, instead he's going to be a part of the St. Louis Cardinals, signing a one-year, $2 million deal. Has been good so much in the last few years, but interesting move by St. Louis to try to upgrade themselves compared to last year's bust of a season. I guess we'll see how it pans out. And the one big headline that hit over either Friday night or Saturday, I was Shabbos for me, so I didn't know about the news until today, or last night, I should say. Matt Chapman is signing with the San Francisco Giants, 3 years of $54 million with an opt-out after every season. And I have a funny feeling this is going to be a sign of what's to come. with the rest of this offseason with moves, because if Bellinger and Matt Chapman are getting smaller contracts with opt-outs every year, I have a feeling it's going to be the same for Snell. I have a feeling it's going to be the same for Jordan Montgomery. I have a feeling it's going to be the same for Jamie Martinez and everyone else, because all these remaining free agents are under one agent, Scott Boris, and who is also the agent for Chapman and Bellinger. So I don't know. I guess we'll see how it pans out. To make some more time for the podcast, I had found... I'm not going to do it for this week's episode, but I found an interesting website that I might do for future episodes that's kind of like Immaculate Grid, but a bit different. It's called Batter Up. And it's basically, it will show you a video of the batter's batting stance. I'll even show this on YouTube. And you have to try to guess who the batter is based on their batting stance. So this is the clip of it. I already got this one today. This is, for context, Trevor Story. And I'll just fill it in. I'll show you what they do with the once you get the answer correct. They'll show you, like, the clip. It's from, all these clips are, like, from specific games. They'll show you the clip of the home run. And more too. It's kind of like a cool new thing. Maybe I'll start doing it for the podcast. We'll see. Kind of like Immaculate Grid. I'll also do Immaculate Grid, even though I've already done it once today. I'll do another one. Try to do it a little differently compared to what I did for my own. So, Immaculate Grid today. Cubs, less than three RA season, and played left field for a minimum of one game. That is the top. Going down is San Francisco Giants, Tampa Bay Rays, and New York Yankees. Cubs and Giants, I'm going to go Jose Quintana. He spent like a short time with San Francisco Giants. 0.2%, that's a good find. Cubs and Rays, Fred McGriff played for a short time with both. 10%, that's not bad. Cubs and Yankees, I could go Starlin Castro. So I'm going to go a different answer. Adam Warren was part of the Castro trade, and then the Cubs gave him back to the Yankees. 0.9%. Okay. Play left field minimum of one game for San Francisco Giants. I believe Pat Burrell would fit under this from 2010 Giants. He does 2%. That's a good find. Rays, I could use technically Pat Burrell. I'm actually going to use the answer I used for my own grid, because it's def good, rare answer. Desmond Jennings was part of their 2010s run. And then for New York Yankees, where do I want to go here? Sheffield didn't play left field, sadly, for Yankees when he was there. I'm curious to look up who was their left fielder officially in 2004. Hideki Matsui. Official. Feel like it's going to be a pretty common answer. I know it. No, I have a bad feeling of how common it's going to be. 2009, was Matsui or was he a DH that year? 2009 was Damon. It would have been 96. Gerald Williams. I have no idea who that is. Oh, Tim Raines actually like that for part of the 90s Yankees. 0.8%, that's a good find. Less than a 3 RA for San Francisco Giants. I have a good feeling Christy Mathewson fits that profile from early Giants days in New York. Yep, 3%. That's a good find. Tampa Bay Rays. I had a good answer from my actual grid, and honestly, I don't have another answer off the top of my head, so I'm just going to use it in Matt Garza. Oh, no, yeah, he's a different answer than Garz. Never mind. Whoops. But Garz is incorrect. Yankees. I'm going to go Whitey Ford. That is correct. My total rarity score is 127. He was 8%. The top answers for today is Chris Bryant for Cubs and Giants. Less than 3 rarity for Giants is Tim Lincecum. Bryant, 28%. Lincecum, 32%. And San Francisco Giant that played at least one game in left field is, of course, Barry Bonds at 25%. Rays and Cubs, Ben Zobrist is the top answer, 41%. Less than 3 ERA is for the Rays is Blake Snell, 25%. And play minimum of one game in left field for the Rays is Randy Arozarena at 24%. For Cubs, Yankee, top answer is Anthony Rizzo, 28%. Less than 3 ERA is Garrett Cole, 17%. And play minimum of one game in left field for the Yankees is Brett Gardner. That is my immaculate grid. Sucked I didn't get perfect, but got close to perfect. And that's it. Let's wrap things up. Thank you so much for watching this week's episode of Benny in the Booth Podcast. On next week's episode, we'll have MLB news as we start getting closer and closer to actual baseball season. And if there's any NFL news between now and then, we'll cover that as well. Thank you so much for watching and listening. If you're new in audio, follow the podcast, leave a review, hit the notification bell so notified when I post in there. If you're new on YouTube, leave a like, hit the subscribe button, leave a notification bell so notified when I go live and or post a new video. Thank you so much for watching and listening. I will see you next week's episode 116. Bye.